This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea, unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea, hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back in studio. We got two-thirds of the Vax team coming up in just a little while. Talked to Polly, Tommy, and Del Bigtree earlier on the IKEA issue. Did you hear about that? The IKEA threw out a bunch of autistic children from their parking lot. Well, we're going to find out details of it and what to do about it in just a little bit. I am back in studio for a few days before we head out to Dallas, Texas for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And, well, I'm excited about that. We got Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine. He'll be there. Doc of Detox will be there. So many people will be there. But Super Don, is he here now? That's all I got to know.
Present and accounted for, sir.
Yes, all right, good. Yes. Well, it's good to hear your voice. I mean, I've been so busy, I hadn't let you on the air at all lately.
Yeah, well, you know, you're such a...
I'm a meanie.
Such a Scrooge, I tell you.
Scrooge, yes. No time for you. No, there hasn't been anything going on with you, my friend. You've been dancing, traveling back and forth anyway. Yeah. Hope all is well as we kick in today's show anyway, so...
Yep, I'm actually back in Arkansas.
Okay.
And probably heading out to Phoenix around the first of the month or so.
Right. Okay, so you're in Bill Clinton territory.
I am. Speaking of that, I know we're not going to really spend any time on it, but did you watch the debate?
I kind of semi-listened to it. I think Trump came out with guns a-blazing last night.
I completely avoided it. I don't want to know.
Well, listen.
I've gotten to the point now where it's just like, I can't. It's like watching a train wreck.
My son had to watch it for school, and so I kind of heard it in the other room. And the best line of the night, undoubtedly, I mean, I didn't go through all of it, but the one that jumped out was when Hillary was saying, well, aren't we glad, or I'm glad that Donald Trump's not in charge of the law or something in this country. He says, that's right, because you'd be in jail, he says. Oh, that was a great line. Did you hear that?
Zing!
Yeah, that was the best. That was cool. My son keeps replaying. He's got it on his phone now. He's loving that. Oh, man. Anyway, listen, don't look for political saviors. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You will be depressed if you watch the mainstream media's coverage of this. That you it's just you don't believe anything they're telling you in the mainstream media. Just stop it. Especially if you're going to vote. Don't even listen. Just go out and do what your conscience tells you to do, what is in your heart to do, and ignore Mika Brzezinski and Morning Joe, for sure. And we'll leave it at there. We'll leave it there. Now, question of the day is coming from the mainstream media, I guess, and this is a place called NJ.com. I think it's from New Jersey. Jersey, the vaccine capital of the nation. And I say that because so much of Big Pharma is still centered and headquartered there in New Jersey. And they ask this question, is anti-vaccine sentiment starting to wane? Wow. Really? Is that what they're saying? Yeah. A nationwide look at how many kindergartens get all their required vaccines hints that parental opposition to vaccines may be on the decline. Well, you know, that's not what you'd think based on what happened in California and SB 277. I mean, they were in a panic. Oh my gosh, the rates of exemption are climbing through the roof. And I've said since the beginning of this, I was like, dude, you know how few people, percentage-wise, have any clue that vaccines are dangerous and don't work? Or even if they did work, are not advisable in any case, it's I don't even say peanuts, but people are allergic to peanuts, and I don't want any anaphylaxis on this show. Caused by vaccines, by the way.
Get and your EpiPen.
Yeah, get your EpiPen ready. It's triple the price, thanks to Hillary Care. Just looking at this. I look at an article like this, and I say, you know what? These people are nuts. They're bonkers. They couldn't just leave well enough alone. Like in California, Richard Pan, had they done nothing, the vaccine rates are still up above 95%, which is the magic number for the mythological herd immunity. And yet they didn't. They pulled SB 277. And, you know, it's just like, when Vax the movie got banned from the Tribeca Film Festival? It's the best thing that could have ever happened. And in a sense, SB 277, another thing that's really good for vaccine danger awareness. Because had there never been this mandate in California, there would be nobody having to push back because they woke the sleeping giants. The moms and dads out there who have been suffering immeasurably under these so-called vaccine mandates, even though there were exemptions prior to SB 277, there sort of is still after. But for them to claim vaccine rates are, well, they're going back up? I don't
listen,
know.
Listen, I call BS on this. Here's the reason why. The reason why. Now, we covered when this happened. This was back, I think it was around beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. New Jersey voted to make it harder for people to get exemptions from these vaccines and these students. Okay.
Did they vote on that, really?
Yes. It was, I want to say it was the beginning of last year. Okay.
I thought it was like the state legislature, put it to a vote.
Yeah, no, it was a Senate panel. And so what they did was they made it difficult. I mean, these are mandated. It even says in the article, mandate shots, okay? These are mandated shots. And what I see here, going on here, is them trying to go, oh, look, the opposition is waning. More people are getting vaccines. This is the same tactic that you saw several months ago when the White House was going, oh, look, more everybody loves Obamacare, see, because everybody's signing up. No, it's because you made it a mandate. You said you have to get insurance or we're going to fine you. Same thing is going on here in New Jersey. They're going, hey, look, everybody's getting shots. That makes me, they believe vaccines are great. No, it's because you made it nearly impossible for people to get exemptions. You are forcing people to get these vaccinations. So that's why the numbers are going up. It's not rocket science.
Well, yeah, Mississippi school officials can be prosecuted for failing to bar enrollment to unvaccinated kids. Michigan law now says if you don't want to vaccinate your kids to get the exemption, you have to watch Elmo sneeze into his elbow in a public health video. In New Jersey, they said the push, they tried to restrict religious exemption, but it failed to pass the legislature. So they're bumming out about that because they say, now all you have to do is say you have a religious belief against it. Damn straight. And everybody, if they knew better, they would have a religious belief against it, no matter what religion they belonged to or didn't belong to. Talk to Alan Phillips about that. He was great. We had him on. I think we had him on last Friday. Yeah, at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. Go back and listen to the archives. Are we up to date on SoundCloud? Are we getting there? What's the story? I can't keep up with it. I know GCN's pretty quick.
We're trying to keep up, yeah.
All right. Well, GCN's doing a good job. So robertscottbell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. There is Polly, Tommy, and Del Bigtree. We're going to talk about the IKEA incident yesterday with the Vax bus. Also, Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine, heading into Dallas this week for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Other events coming up, including the one in Beaver Falls. Beaver Falls, not say it's Pennsylvania.
How could you forget Beaver Falls?
I just can't. You know, I need somebody to snicker every time I say it.
We've got so many comments on that.
Yeah. It's a Women's Health Expo or Symposium. I'm keynoting there in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and that's coming up the 20th. Of this month. So there's a lot more coming up. Just check out the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, in addition to this bogus article claiming more people than ever are vaccinating, and you know, it may be, but I just don't think there was ever a large percentage of alarm in reality, unless they're hiding that from us too. Because the vast majority just do what they're told. We are a nation of sheeple. We are not a nation of people anymore. Just do what you're
but
told.
Again, I call BS on this. The answer is no, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, because these numbers are artificial. They're doing this on purpose. They're trying to spin these numbers to say, look, more people are back. That must mean that people are now agreeing, and you ought to agree too because these people are agreeing. They want to create this facade.
So the reason is not that, indeed, if they're telling the truth about numbers going up, the reason is not because we're all more enthusiastic. It's literally because,
they got a gun to people's head and say, you got to get the shot. That's what it is.
Although that should be the opposite reaction. When they put a gun to your head, you should, put a gun to theirs. I'm just sorry. I mean, I'm not inciting violence, but they're inciting violence against your children through these bogus mandates. All right, second article here in the show notes from the American Thinker. This is like a known libertarian writer, Ed Straker. Senior writer at NewsMachete.com. That's kind of a cool name, News Machete. He was reading a New York Times article about how important it is to get a flu shot, and then he saw the source and said, I bet the opposite is true. And see, that's a guy that's thinking clearly. If it's published in the New York Times,
sounds like he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Maybe. But he says the CDC last year admitted that the flu shot was less than 40% effective. The year before that, only 14% effective. Now, that's ridiculous, isn't it? And if you think about, how do they determine its efficacy? I don't even know that they're doing titer tests to show that there's actual antibodies, but they'll say, you didn't get the flu. Well, how many of you that didn't get the flu shot didn't get the flu, right? Isn't that a meaningless statistic to claim that, you've got a winning strategy by getting flu shots? I mean, this is absolutely incredible.
Stop being all logical and stuff, man.
I'm sorry about the logic there. I know. I gotta lay off the logic, Robert. It's just annoying. We want to just
this
we want
a good
herbally.
Article though, because it's backed up with he's backing it up with studies. It's not just an opinion piece. He's showing how one study claimed that the flu shot is actually harmful and it causes a 550% increase in respiratory infections over those who didn't get the flu shot. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you want the flu or something worse, as I've been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, go get, knock yourself out. Get yourself a flu shot. Get 10 while you're at it. So there'll be less for the rest of us. That'll be just all right by me. By the way, this guy is not necessarily on our side on vaccines. He really still is a vaccine believer, but he's seen through the lies of the flu shot. The mercury-containing flu shot. And by the way, Dr. Deborah Gambrell, who we met over the weekend at the HP conference, she was up there speaking, and she said all of the vaccines contain mercury. They all do, and I've been saying it for years. Even the ones that had it removed still has it in there in trace amounts. But trace amounts of mercury injected? Bad news, folks. All right, the IKEA incident with the Vax Buzz. Polly, Tommy, Del Bigtree next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back now with the Vax team. That is at least two-thirds or two, I don't know, one-hundredths of it, because it's gotten big. Del Bigtree, Polly Tommy, thank you for being here. We've got some updates from the road with the concerns that what we saw happened in an IKEA parking lot. There's a lot of strange things that go on in an IKEA parking lot. That's the first time I've seen anything like what happened with you guys.
Yeah, and I think because we were live on Periscope, people did see the parents outside, the police arriving, the children crying, and it was for a second chaos, and parents were very distressed by the situation. So I understand, we all understand that it was a very unfortunate situation.
I think inevitably these things will happen, not that we want them to, but as we are not quiet and silent anymore as a group, not that I've ever tried to be, but as you go out into the world with the Vax team, the Vax bus, that we inevitably really want to bridge the gap. We want to reach out to areas where they haven't heard this message. So as I look at something that could be considered a tragic or an unfortunate set of circumstances, I wanted to cover it with you because I think it can bridge the gap for folks that have never heard about this. And, you know, we kind of have to travel through some difficulties to get there.
Yeah, I think that that's true. And in situations like this, you know, especially in this time in America, where when police are called to situations, we're in Baltimore. This is a town that has a lot of tension around it with police anyway. You really have to question it, you know, calling police. Are we overusing that situation? I think that that's part of where this thing escalated, perhaps to a place that it really didn't need to be. And this is something that we may see more in the future, because by nature, Everywhere we go with the vax bus, we are now drawing large crowds, and not just the people that know we're there or expecting or following us, but people are attracted to it. We go into gas stations and we get 15, 20 people gathered around asking, what is this about? And we tell them about the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, that we have a whistleblower inside the CDC, a top scientist who has, you know, given us about a 4-hour confessional statement saying that they've committed scientific fraud on the MMR autism study. You're aware of that, but new people coming in are not. And these people, you know, and I say ultimately the CDC knows that the MMR vaccine causes autism, and they've hid it from the public. What's interesting, every time we make a statement like that to a new person out there in a gas station or a parking lot or somewhere, the answer, you know, their response is almost always exactly the same. And it is, wow, that figures, you know, I mean, they're at a point now where they feel like the government, they're just like that. It's just another thing the government's lying to us about. But I think one of the things we want to clear up is, you know, IKEA put out a statement basically saying that we had arranged a meet and greet in their parking lot, and that that went against their policies. You know, they have issues with safety, and that we should have, you know, registered ahead of time. And to be clear, we never set up a meet and greet at IKEA. It was sort of an impromptu situation. I mean, I'll turn it over. We had a meeting somewhere else, but we were so late because of an important story. So
we were late because, first of all, because of the traffic. So we had a terrible situation where the traffic was gridlocked, and we were on our way to tell a very important story of a death of a 21-year-old girl from the Gardasil vaccine, and we were not going to let that mother down. So the captain called ahead to the people that were going to meet us and said, go shopping. The Vax bus will be there. And people, you know, the bus represents the stories. It represents the parents and the stories. Let's not forget what the bus is about. It is a bus with us in it recording the stories of people. We don't ask people to do it. They come to us to tell their stories. And so these people were so desperate to tell their stories that they decided to go to IKEA and go shopping. People like IKEA. We all love IKEA. So off we go and do our shopping. So by the time we had arrived, which was two hours, maybe even longer late, we went 1 mile and then moved on to what we thought was an empty car park. Well, it was an empty car park, but it happened to be an extension of the IKEA immediate car park. And there was, we got pictures of the bus. Apart from a few cars that were our people, there was no one in that particular car park.
Yes.
So we opened up the doors, and there were way more people than we expected, but a lot of parents with actually very severely disabled children, adults, and you know, real adults sitting in chairs because they couldn't walk. And so my immediate reaction was, come on the bus, let's do this, welcome, do your story. So I was on the bus, and the first time that I heard of a problem was when our driver opened the door and said, the police are here. And then it's all live on Periscope. I go right from the story, open the door to the police. I give our tech man to capture what's going on, and I decide to finish the story because yes, the parents first.
Polly, we got to take a break here, and it spiraled from there. Okay, the police are at the door. The Periscope is running. What happens next? And we'll get some more on what IKEA has responded at this point. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Polly, Tommy, Del Bigtree are here. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it with Del Bigtree and Polly Tommy from Vaxxed. And, of course, this week going to be in Dallas with the whole crew from The Truth About Cancer. Andy Wakefield will be there. I think he will be honored as well with an award. And thanks for all of your efforts in getting this. It's such an important message, and it can't be overstated. Now, we're at the IKEA parking lot, the extended parking lot. I've seen some images. I mean, it was a huge area. It wasn't like you were right up on there, parked in the handicap spot, anything like that. You weren't intrusive. But something happened. The police were called, and you're periscoping very important, interviews. You're already in that rhythm because you've been for now months and months and months. And, you know, almost nothing is as important as that. So this is a very unusual circumstance. Take us through what happens next.
Well, I just want to point out before you start, just for people that are coming new to this story, one of the things Polly does is, you know, people come on to our bus and they tell their story about vaccine injuries, and Polly records that live and goes out on Periscope. So when she's saying that, I was Periscoping, just for people that aren't aware, that's what's happening. People come on to the bus, they tell their story. We do this, what, 20, 30, 30 stories a day sometimes.
Yeah, and, the thing is, the stories are getting bigger. So when we open the bus now, when we started, there were maybe 5 or 6 stories, and now we're talking 30 plus more, and we're having to get to them as quickly as we can. So as I open the door, there are the police, and there's an IKEA in her yellow shirt doing all this. And I know that Patrick and Anu and everyone's going to go and find out what the problem is. Meanwhile, my duty is to the parents. I go back inside and continue to talk to the parents. Because they've been there for ages, and they've got children that are struggling because it's been so long, and they just need to tell their stories. The next thing I know is as the police have come to the door, and they were slightly aggressive, and I felt it was unnecessary, and told us that we had to leave, we were trespassing, that IKEA did not want vaxxed, they didn't agree with vaxxed, they didn't want vaxxed on their property, and of which straight away I said, okay, we'll move, and came out, told the parents, upon the crying children, as you can all see, on the Periscope, everybody's upset, they're overtired, they just want to tell their stories, and I go then to help parents. One mother had 4 children, and her autistic child was not coping very well with the environment, petrified of the police. And, you know, in a way, because I have a son that would also have been petrified of the police, it's not a good situation. And that's why I said to IKEA, you've dealt with this badly. Come over and speak to us. See what we're doing nicely. Tell the parents. Let's not create a drama. Let's not frighten people.
This is an important thing, Polly, that you're bringing up. And Dale, as you know, you said this as we watch many of these children who are injured, and some more severely than others, yet these parents still have to go out shopping. And in many cases, they have to take their children with them. How often will we see confrontations like this? Because they have no earthly idea what really is the scope of this issue, right? And so you're spotlighting it, perhaps for IKEA, maybe for the first time, this IKEA employee. We don't want to vilify the employee. I don't know that person individually, but at the same time, I think we do need to cover it and also push these large conglomerates, corporations, to recognize that it's a different world out there. There are people that are going to be encountering in a normal shopping environment, much less a parking lot like this. So was there an ability to communicate to this IKEA person or the police at this point, the awkwardness of the situation?
By this time, the police, the IKEA lady was circled by the police at the car, and there was 2 police coming towards us. So it was not a fit. We did as we were told and moved straight away. We got the. I took a child to help the mother with the car. The crew got into the bus, and we, as soon as it was safe to move, we moved out and we moved off the premises. We did exactly as we were told when we were told to move.
So
the parents came with us.
I think it's reasonable then to push IKEA as a corporation to say, you know what. Is there a position on this? Are you aware of something like this occurring? And if so, can you reach them? Often a corporation as big as IKEA is not going to respond to an individual, but I know with a vax team, and there are thousands and thousands of family members, moms and dads out there that use the Twitterverse and Facebook, that kind of get attention like we could never get with a multi-billion-dollar multinational corporation. It seems to be, Polly, you had a follow-up to seem to say that somebody in official capacity did respond.
Yes, so the next day, the manager of that IKEA called and said there was a misunderstanding, and she said, look, IKEA's policy is we're not for vaccines, we're not against vaccines, we are for parental choice. And twice she repeated that, and we do have that
on tape.
Which we won't use, but we do have that on tape, and said, if there's any other problems, please call me back. Now, that was the manager of that IKEA that said that we support parental choice.
Well, then, I don't know, was it about 2 hours later, then we had corporate, so the IKEA USA then put out an official statement that, basically summarizing, said that we had not requested permission to be on site, and that due to safety issues, the vax team should respect that they have safety issues. We have it right here in the official statement. You're pulling it up. But I think, one of the things I want to point out is just, you know, it's easy to see these things blow up out of position or out, sort of get out of control. But really, there's been many times when I've been perhaps with a softball team, and the nearest place to all gather and go get a hot dog and a soda is IKEA. I mean, and so the statement is basically, you know, a meet and greet, you know, which was impromptu. It wasn't scheduled. We have a schedule online. IKEA is not on that schedule. As Polly said, we were supposed to meet somewhere else, but because we're late, a bunch of the people had gone shopping at IKEA. Now, these people are standing in the parking lot holding IKEA hot dogs, holding IKEA sodas, having purchased things from IKEA. So in many ways, they were rightfully in that parking lot. I mean, we went there to meet those people that were shopping at IKEA. In fact, because they were waiting for us, we brought business to IKEA. And so the statement says, you know, that they don't want people meeting and greeting. Well, so are they saying they don't want anyone to ever say, hey, Joey or Barbara, meet me at the IKEA parking lot. Let's do some shopping. Let's hang out.
Sure.
I doubt that that's what they want the message to be. Don't meet at IKEA.
And let's be clear, we were not selling anything. We did not sell any merch. No, we did not do any of that. We were not asking for donations.
Mm-hmm.
We were simply there for the parents, taking them in and hearing their stories.
Well, you know, what I see here is the growth of this awareness, which was inevitable because of the numbers, the sheer numbers of families that are being impacted and affected, that an event like this, inadvertent, not intentional, could spill up to the point where maybe international corporate will have to take notice, and I think that's a good thing, and I don't mind the fact that folks are tweeting out to them and saying, hey, we're a little bit upset with how they were, how you guys were treated, for instance. And, you know, we could go to an individual and say, okay, you didn't have the permits, like you needed a permit to be in the lot. Let's put that aside and say, what can we do now? You've already had a response from USA corporate. I don't mind pushing back a little bit on it to say, you know, this is a bigger issue than just us being in your parking lot, and it's a teachable moment that can be of benefit to not only IKEA if they respond appropriately and acknowledge this, but to the larger community as a whole.
Right. Well, the IKEA USA statement this begins with, IKEA is committed to the safety and well-being of all of its coworkers, customers, and visitors. You know, interesting that safety is the word that they use, because first of all, this is an issue of safety. That's what we're traveling the nation talking about, is the safety of vaccines. And the fact that we now have a top scientist from the Centers for Disease Control that is telling us the vaccines are not safe, that we have committed scientific fraud. Now, I know there's a big pushback as though somehow we're anti-science. The truth is, I listen to scientists. I listen when a top scientist who's been awarded every year of his career the CDC steps forward and says, I'm sorry, I cannot live with myself any longer. I need to tell you people the truth. We've been lying to you. Vaccines do cause autism. Now, he still works at CDC. He's still covered and protected by whistleblower status. So this is an important story. Now, also in terms of safety, you have IKEA calling police officers, you know, to a situation where there's families and children around. Those police officers are acting very intense. They're saying, if you don't move faster, we're going to start arresting people. Well, how fast can you move when we're shuffling, you know, children that have difficulties, disabled children to their cars, families? I mean, it takes time. We're not just going to run a bus out of there when there's people that have just been shopping with their disabled child. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get them into their cars, so it took a little bit of time. The police were well aware of that. But as you pointed out, the future is really difficult for these parents. One of the issues we have with these disabled children, especially when they're teenagers, is they don't understand police officers. They don't understand when people start having intense energy around them. It's frightening. They don't respond correctly. They don't have fear necessarily. They don't know how to interact with the police officers. And more autistic children are being shot all over the country. We're seeing this story all the time in the news because they keep walking towards an officer. When the officer says stop, halt, they don't understand that human connection.
They don't know the danger that they're in. That's
not
the whole
at all.
Point.
Yeah.
Is that Billy would not know the danger he's in.
They, you know, we've seen pictures, images of garage doors painted with autistic child does not understand the police, that kind of thing. It's because that awareness is now growing. And I think the pushback on IKEA and every corporation on the planet at this point that has hopefully good relations with its customer base needs to know that they are the ones endangering the children by elevating and escalating by bringing law enforcement into a situation where it's not required. That is a message we need to send to them.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, you know, we have people that were all shopping at IKEA in a far, empty, distant parking lot. that were just talking about the issues they had. I mean, they've been shopping together. And you have to understand, these parents rarely ever get out. They rarely see each other. There's a cathartic experience with them sharing their stories, with them talking to each other. They're signing the names of their injured children on our bus. Our bus is a traveling memorial that in the last month and a half now has over 3,100 signatures of all of these injured children. We are spreading this message, and the point is we are going to continue to spread this message. And we always do try to reserve the space we're going to be in. This was a different situation where we were late. Everyone gathered IKEA because they wanted to shop there. We hope that IKEA wants people to gather and shop there and meet up at IKEA. I don't quite understand their statement. Don't gather here. Don't have your large groups come here to shop and gather and talk and have sodas and hot dogs. I mean, I just don't believe that that's really what they believe. I think that they're trying to, you know, quell a situation that control, and it was poorly handled and could have put people in danger. Luckily, everyone's safe. We're very happy about that, and we respectfully would say that in the future, we hope IKEA handles this.
Okay, there's a picture. You probably can't see it. There's the bus at IKEA. It's in the other parking.
It's a big bus, but it's a speck in this parking lot, guys. We're about out of time, and I don't know. I don't want the headline to read IKEA endangers autistic children, but the reality is they need to be aware of this, and I would say keep pushing for a corporate response that goes up the ladder, because this is something that's going to be beneficial, not detrimental, ultimately, to families who have vaccine-injured children. Del Big Tree, Polly, Tommy, love you guys. Appreciate so much all of your efforts, and thank you for joining me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, more from the Vax team as we continue here. I've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
In
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If there's one takeaway on the vax bus and the boycott IKEA thing and everything, whatever you decide to do, I really think what I see visually, a vision for the future, which I don't like, is to these corporations, these shopping centers, these shopping malls, these grocery stores, anybody or any company, corporation that has a large business, that has a large parking lot, that brings large numbers of people together. If there's ever an issue where you want to, let's say, throw somebody off of your parking lot, for whatever reason it is, before you call the police, find out if there are autistic, a.k.a. vaccine-injured children or teens or adults present. Because the moment you bring the police into a situation like that, it could end up being a bloody tragedy. With real blood involved, with more of these children, teenagers, young adults who are autistic being shot by police that don't have any clue what's going on when they tell one of these kids or young adults to halt. They don't have any clue what they're supposed to do. They don't understand what danger they're in. And IKEA, maybe you were caught unaware this time, but you have a responsibility to the people coming in to buy your stuff. There are more and more children, as long as this insane vaccine schedule continues in the West, particularly in the United States and other countries that follow. We have got to have that message discussed, that message sent to these large corporations. All right? So there's where we want to go with that. Now we can go to the fashionable story of the day, thanks to Super Don. And I don't know.
This is our new fashion segment.
Your right? Fashion update. We don't have a theme for it yet, Super Don. You fell down on the job here. Well,
I bet you I could get some Right Said Fred that would just fit right
there
in.
There you go. And that's funny. Right Said Fred follows me on Twitter, that group that they did. I'm that's too right. sexy for my whatever. Anyway, this stuff is not sexy, in my opinion. This is Nordstrom, a very high-end retailer of clothing and accessories and handbags and backpacks. And the backpack clothing line that they have here is basically prescription drug pills and prescription drug bottles and labels. They actually have a purse that is a prescription pill bottle. They have a looks like a backpack that has actual pills on it.
This is crazy when you look at this. Apparently, this new fashion by this designer called I believe it's pronounced Moschino, introduced this in New York during Fashion Week. And the dress and the purse literally resemble the label on the outside of a prescription drug. And I thought it was rather ironic that if you look at the price, apparently the purse, which looks just like a prescription bottle, goes for $950. And I was thinking, you know what? That's about the price of the prescription. So that right. kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, incredible. $1,095 for a pill package inspired purse and $175 for a pill decorated umbrella. Dude, yes. I mean, do we not have enough of a drug culture already that this is happening?
Now, and they've got like you said, the umbrella and stuff. This is called the capsule line.
The capsule line. Jeez. Yes. I want to encapsulate it and kick it out, but apparently it already was. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, they're reporting that Nordstrom has removed this clothing line. Was there a complaint? Is that what happened? I mean, they're just ugly. I just think for that reason alone, it's like if you wore this in the 1960s, they'd be going, no, I don't think so. This doesn't look good for even the crazy 60s stuff. And you know, the other thing I'm thinking, if they are going to allow this, you know how they are with labeling, for drug labeling, FDA is really harsh and FTC even harsher. Shouldn't they be mandated to put every side effect of the prescription that you're wearing on the clothing so that, you know, people don't run out and get the stuff or ask their doctor if it's right for them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you put the side effect, I don't think people would want to wear that. I mean, if you list all of the side effects, the common side effects, and the
black box warning label right on your purse or your nightshirt.
Although, you know, we're sitting here making fun of this, but if this guy could do it and charge $950 for it, maybe we just come up with our next $1 million idea here.
You think so?
Maybe so, right?
Well, make it so, number one.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot more broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because it's advanced medicine. Dr. Rasha Bittar will be joining us momentarily, and we'll be all together in Dallas at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And, folks, if you didn't get your ticket, no worries. You can stream it live from the comfort of your own home computer or iPad. Yes, you can. Go to robertscottbell.com. Open the notes right now. You'll see the link. It's absolutely free. Take advantage of it. We're going to be back after the news. But in the meantime, it's the God's honest truth, folks. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.